guys, welcome. This is the Liars Club, and I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm Felicia Michaels. I'm Michael Evans, sitting in for Felicia Michaels.
There
we haven't decided how we do that.
Yeah, we haven't.
You know?
And I'm David C. Smalley.
And you want to introduce? Oh, well, let me say what we do here at the Liars Club. We have a guest come on. They tell two stories, one true, one a lie, and then we get to interrogate them and figure out.
Wait a minute. One guest. I thought, isn't there two usually?
Nope. Used to be. Now it's only Joel tonight.
Oh, great. I got promoted to co-host. So okay.
Or demoted. I think I didn't know that. Now I got three people fucking staring. Yeah. This is... Welcome to the worst episode of all time.
Speaking of that, David, you want to go ahead and introduce our guest real quick?
Very funny. Amazing comedian. Our liar today, Joel Jimenez.
Yay. Hell yeah. You've seen him on Kill Tony. Now he's the newest door guy here at the Comedy Store.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for being here. I'm so excited because last time we had Joel, Joel's really not good at this game.
Oh, good.
He's a really bad liar.
But someone canceled today, so here I am.
We'll see. Last time, I think you gave it up, so don't do that.
I don't think so. I was watching it on my way over here.
If you were a girl, you were a hoe. Like, you gave it up quick.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Which is okay, ladies.
I am so, excited about this.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Give it up.
Can I wear a mask while I do this? Because my face is going to give... Anyway, back
also,
to you guys.
Also, by the way, just a little side note: I'm undefeated at this game.
Really?
Yeah. Completely.
Is that true?
I think I'm 6-0 so far.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm so. Defeated. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only also, undefeated because I'm new. But yeah.
Well, it's a weird thing to brag about being good at lying, but I think.
No. I mean at catching liars.
Oh, at catching. Them.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've caught every liar. So.
Well, I'm fucked.
No,
great. This
no
is
pressure.
Great. Yeah. No, none at all. I don't even know what I'm going to do here. All right.
Is there a reason you have your toothpick in your left hand?
No, this is a nicotine toothpick. I don't smoke. I just started eating these, and now I think I'm addicted to nicotine because of these.
That's so funny, man. That's a funny way to get on.
Yeah.
Now I didn't know cigarettes.
Yeah.
But what if it's just every time he sees a toothpick, like he has to go into Sizzlers?
start lighting the toothpick.
Get out of here! We told you!
Man, you should try cigarettes. They're dope.
I have. I don't like the taste. These taste good. I smoked for a little while.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It is now, yeah.
Unless that's the first lie.
No, he hasn't lied yet. You would have known.
He's been comfortable.
He's been way comfortable.
Whatever.
Seems like he's in the pocket good so far.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. Tender of the Liars Club, you want to go ahead and...
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know, because you're easy.
Tender.
Tinder.
Tinder.
Tender.
Oh, okay. Back to you.
It was a stretch.
Being easy is bad, according to Jess.
Yeah.
No, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, in this game, it is, actually.
Ah! All right.
We're already confusing him. Let's go ahead and start with your first story, Joel.
Oh, you know, what a day. All right.
Hey, are you going to tell the lie first or the true one?
Don't.
Is it mean at this point? Okay.
No, it's fine. I get it.
He could give it up.
Okay.
Well, sitting here with this full head of hair, I think that, Okay. So I grew up at the LA Zoo. I grew up going to the LA Zoo. Everybody has like, did you get your own cage? Blah, 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 all that, right? My mom worked in the membership booth when I was a kid, so I was there a lot.
So you're a spoiled zoo kid.
I mean, I wouldn't say spoiled. My mom had to take me to work with her. We didn't have the money to get a babysitter, so... Yeah, I would go to work with her. I would just hang out, like run all around the zoo as a kid.
What was your favorite thing to do when you went to work with your mom?
I used to watch X-Men in the break room a lot.
So you didn't even give a shit about
the animals? I did. I would run around. Yeah, I would hang out with near the flamingos a lot.
Okay. Just the bright colors probably got
it. Well, it was flamingos. Like in the front. So before they renovated the zoo, there was like right when you walked through the ticket thing, the flamingos were to the right. And so when I was really little, I had like a little zookeeper outfit with a pin that said, ask me about the flamingos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cute.
You should put that on a resume.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What would you say when somebody asked you about the flamingos?
I know a couple flamingo facts.
Oh wow.
Their mouths are like a sieve, so they like dip their thing, they can pick up all the water and stuff will like drain out of their mouth, and then the little krill or whatever they eat will stay in there.
And that's what gives them their color.
That's right. So you've been eating a lot of Jolly Ranchers.
Yes.
Funny Jess would know flamingo facts.
So. Yeah. Right.
Her mouth works the same way, by the way.
You're a flamingo. All right.
Point Joel.
Yeah. Thank you. And look, if I'm bad at this, I want to at least be funny. Yeah. But so going there, they have a zoo camp there, so like you can be in the zoo camp. And there's all these different groups. You all get like your own like name for your zoo camp troop. And then what?
It's just adorable. Your zoo camp troop.
Yeah, and I had a bull haircut too at the time, so it was real cute.
Oh.
But yeah, whatever. Zoo camp. It's like a day camp, so you show up, you do that. But they have like a junior zookeepers group. And so like they ask who wants to be in it. Obviously every fucking kid wants to do it. So then they do like a raffle thing. They pick like 12 kids. And I got chosen 1 year. And the cool thing about the LA Zoo is for a little while they had like one of the best like condor breeding programs, because condors were like almost extinct at a certain point.
The birds, and, right?
Yeah, the birds. No, the fucking
band.
Is there a band called the Condor?
I don't know.
The Nintendo game. I don't know. Wasn't there a Nintendo game called the Condor?
I think you're thinking of Duck Hunt.
Close.
Wrong bird, bitch. Yeah. but so I got chosen for the Young Zookeeper program that year, and I got to like raise and feed baby condors. And that's fucking pretty cool. Yeah. And yeah, it was awesome. It's really cool. So that's story one.
So what happens like with the babies? How do you feed them and stuff?
So because they're like, the moms leave an imprint on them, they have, this is silly, but they have like puppet condor hands.
Yes.
So it's like they're in a little incubator, and you know how like scientists, like Homer Simpson, when he's doing like the thing, like great, unprofessional.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's University of Phoenix. We're good.
Hey, yeah. That was cool.
Make your payment, Jess. Yeah. Come on.
And like the Phoenix, the condors will rise again from the brink of extinction. Yeah, so you would, it's literally a condor, like, it's like a rubber glove thing like this that's like a condor's
mouth. It's a puppet.
Mouth. Yeah, basically.
John Henson
puppet. So you would get like little pieces of meat and stick it in there, and then you would feed them like that so that when it's time to like release them into the wild, they're acclimated to eating from another bird.
They're acclimating to eat, but when you release they're not going to need
bird. Human interaction is bad. Like, you wouldn't want a hand, because then they're going to want to be like hand fed or something. You want to try to like prep them for life.
This morning,
a little bit.
I literally had, going up the hill, there was a hawk that flew in front of the car. It was really cool.
I heard that you have a dick puppet, and that they pick up peanuts, and then that's how they acclimate you into the way you usually eat.
That is how they do it at the University of Phoenix.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a long roast, but yeah, we got it.
We got that.
Hey, yeah, we got it. Right, dude. Yeah.
So the incubator, is it supposed to be like replacing the nest type situation?
Yeah, it would be. Well, this would be like afterwards. Yeah, it's just like a little. It's sort of like when you see like a newborn baby in those things, except it's like covered.
So what? Why wouldn't they just leave them with the mother?
You can't, because there's like a really small population of condors, and I also think that it's probably, if I had to guess, like more dangerous, because condors, you know, I don't know a lot about condors, or like how lions eat the cubs and shit like that.
So how do they normally, how does the condor mother normally feed its babies?
I don't know, they're carnivorous.
Do the regurgitation thing back into the
we were feeding them pieces of meat, so I don't know if like yeah, I don't really know. Maybe they would like kill a carcass.
Yeah, they probably go.
I don't know how close to like vultures they are, but like, it looked like strips. Like if you get like a Philly cheesesteak sort of thing, or feeding them meat like that. But I don't know like the whole process. We would just obviously as kids show up and just like feed them. It would be like a thing.
Do you know how old?
How old I was?
No. How old the birds were when you started? Like, were you like starting from the time they were eggs and then they were hatching, or?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I was already there when they were like there.
Oh, okay.
Did you name them or anything? You didn't get to name them?
Nah.
Well, that's bullshit.
All right, zoom out a little bit. Did you have any longer going interest in the animal world?
Yeah, I wanted to be a fucking zookeeper, like real bad.
How long did you stick with this kind of thing?
Till my mom got fired.
Damn, ooh. Ma.
Yeah.
What is
it? It was some trumped up charges.
Trumped up charges. This gets good, dog.
I guess it's been long enough, right? She's done, but
statute of limitations.
Yeah, basically like she worked in the membership booth, so every day like people would take cash out from the register to go like get their lunch, and then they'd pay it back like you know, whatever. You take like $20 to go buy food, and then by the end of the day, you pay it back. And I guess somebody like ratted her out, and then she got fired for it, even though everybody was doing it. But
wow, damn,
that sounds just like comedy club door guy type of stuff.
Oh hell yeah!
I have no exactly idea what you're talking about.
And when you walk into the comedy store, it's right there to the right, flamingos.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. They got the sieve and the.
There's throat. Some yeah. There's some comics I wish would go extinct, you know, but we keep feeding them stage time here.
Their wingspan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, last night that Hormos and I both got on stage. It was crazy in the OR. In the original,
how did that you didn't even have to wear clear heels to
you
do it.
You just stood by the stage long enough for them to go, my God, come
just
on.
Just get up here. No.
Just go.
Nobody knew they had a set last night. So
yeah,
we were
even
like,
the ones that did them.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Everybody was great last night.
You're true. It's true, though. Bruce is the only one that knew.
What's new. Weird is I got booked, too, for a development spot, but I sent my avails in and never got a response, and then, like, 2 days before the show, I get a text from someone who works here, and they were like, yo, you know you have a set, but I think you didn't get notified. And I was like,
"Well,
how did that
good.
Happen?
How did they not notify anybody else then?
No, apparently a lot of people didn't get notified, and they don't
know
why.
But you did. You got somebody on the inside.
Yeah,
huh?
Someone just texted me and told me. Maybe that person was texting a lot of people.
That's what I would assume.
But I don't know how that happens. That's never happened to me before.
I know. It was
every
weird.
Time it's happened, I get an email directly from...
It was weird. Yeah, yeah.
No, I just didn't. I thought it was just me, but apparently it's like you're saying even door guys didn't know they had a spot. So
No, the paid regulars didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
And so, yeah, it all worked out. Everything's good. So that first story, so far, I think that he's telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to find where the crux would be. You know, he's like, I made it all about the Condors. You know, they were.
You can't Google all this shit, too.
Right. Mean, yeah. That's why it seems so legit. And, but I mean, that's a sneaky ass story if it's a lie.
It's not going to be one
look
of those things.
Him,
but hold on.
I got a goofy face.
It's not going to, you do. It's not going to be one of the, it's not going to be one of those things where everything's true and he's like, nah, it was my dad.
Right.
Like, you can't just change like one thing. Like,
Yeah, he can. If it wasn't him, if he just told his dad's story. That
no.
Totally...
I mean, it was his dad instead of his mom who worked in the membership.
No,
it's not that.
Okay.
Because
that's just
I
a little detail that would, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the lie's the embezzlement at the end. He's like, she never got popped for that. She owns the place now.
No, because that was an add-on.
Yeah, you asked him a question about it.
True. All right.
Maybe I'm quick on the fly, though, you fucking
You're
idiot.
Quick. Hell yeah. You've been pretty quick, actually.
Yeah.
Which is not working out well
I'm
for
so
you.
I'm so high on nicotine right now.
It's fucked up, dude. Yeah, nicked up.
Well, you can't say up. That anymore.
Do you guys have any questions on this first
no,
story?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, you want to go ahead and dish us out this
Would you like
one?
To lie now?
Yeah.
Let me see what...
Let me see. No.
Wait, is this an elaborate, like, now he's making the true story seem like a lie by checking his notes?
I know.
Like he's on stage at an open mic?
I'm really still feeling him out.
He's really trying to this time.
Yeah.
See, he walked in here playing up this idea that he was terrible at it. This is great.
What if I give options, you guys pick which one?
I don't mind
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's confident.
But that
you should probably do it a little closer to the mic. Just heads up, so we could.
Fuck them. They don't need it. All right.
I'm trying to help the sound guy.
I'm just gonna say one word because maybe I, you know. All right, cool. Shit, malaria, or ecstasy.
Oh.
I vote ecstasy. What do you vote?
Wow. I was leaning towards malaria, but I'll do shit with you. I mean, I'll do. Would you say ecstasy? I'll do ecstasy with you.
Damn,
I'll do ecstasy and we can shit.
what do you prefer? What do you think we're getting a juicy story out of? I'm the tiebreaker.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going. All right, we'll go 3 for 3.
Arrogance. I love right. it.
Yeah.
What is it?
Take ecstasy. Us to ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
Joel.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey Siri, what year was it when I was 16? Oh, whatever. All right. I was about 16 years old.
You know the true stories always start off with internet research.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, I don't know what year. I dropped out of high school. People ask me, what year would you have graduated? I don't know. I have to do that math.
What year were you born?
87.
87. So you would have been 06.
05
Siri,
is what I've heard.
05. Okay, yeah.
Quick. How did you do that?
My sister's born in 87.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
you were going to say, my sister's autistic. All right.
Yeah.
It carried over a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm your sister. What were you doing?
Oh, no, it was dumb.
All right, so I'm about 16. Yeah, I agree. I was I was 16. I've been real mean lately. Yeah, and it's okay. It's so fun.
Yeah.
But I'm not like that in real life.
Well, the thing is you have a big dick, but you're getting some balls now.
That's true. Yeah. They're sagging, too, the older I get.
How long has he been a door guy?
Not long.
So you get right to it.
3-4 months. Well, but we've known each other years.
Oh, and he just hosted potluck and went down to his skivvies.
Oh.
Almost got naked, but people were like, you'll get fired.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to put a sock over stuff.
Man, just that you can do that he can imagine taking a sock and it would hold on.
I put it over the balls.
That's a real piece.
I put it over the balls, too.
But. All right. I could do it like that, but man, okay. Just the sock on just the cock.
But a size 9 through 11? All right. So, All right.
Just looking for the egg.
We said ecstasy, right?
Yeah. All
right. So I'm 16. I just went through. What is happening?
It's a little sidebar. It's
okay.
Like when you're in therapy and the therapist is like, oh, really? You're like, what the fuck?
Are you writing down? I'm learning to be more discreet. That wasn't very smooth.
All right. Yeah. So I'm like about 16 years old. Okay. Let me backtrack. I'm still 16. There is this event that my friends are like, we should go to this thing. It's like, there's breakdancing, there's DJs. And so we go, there's like...
And this is in LA?
This is in LA, yeah. Eagle Rock. So we get there, there's like a DJ. It's like this cool, like, almost like a kids club. And there's like people breakdancing. They had like a battle rap thing. And then we have fun, blah, 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 go home. And then somebody in my neighborhood was selling ecstasy. And so we're like, oh, let's get it. We'll drop the ecstasy. We'll go back to that thing. So we go to, there was like the, it's right down the street from the Eagle Rock Plaza. It's now the Westfield Mall. And drop the ecstasy like in the Macy's bathroom. They had like water fountains.
Drop means take, right?
Take it, yeah. You know what it means. then we walk back to this place. It's like about 3 blocks away. We're sitting down. I start hearing whispers that it's a church. It's a Christian church.
It's a church event?
We didn't know this. So we're like sitting outside. I start hearing just like whispers, like it's a church. I'm thinking it's this like DJ thing again.
Right.
And so...
But it could have been that whole DJ event. They'll sneak God on you.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That's how they get you. That's how they get you, yeah. It's either that or from when you're a baby, they just indoctrinate you slowly. Right. You know, the slow drip.
You're like, oh, I like this music. Wait a minute.
Yeah. They'll bring like a skate ramp and they'll be like, yo, this is going to be dope. You're like,
exactly.
This is going to be
sick. Yeah.
Who's J-Bro? Let me introduce you, little man.
Yeah, man.
My buddy does this joke where my friend Steve did some like ad lib about like they're always like, you know, Jesus was the first rapper. Like shit like that.
Oh no.
He had to battle the devil, like shit like that.
He would get crunk, turning water into wine.
Right. Y'all like to party, am I right? But it had been like maybe an hour since we dropped the E. And I'm sitting on this parking blocker, like in the parking lot, and this lady comes over to me and she's like, hey, I've never seen you here before. Like, what's your name? And immediately I'm like, hey, everybody keeps saying this is a church. Like, is it really a church? And she's like, she goes, yeah. She's like, what? Just like, we were here for this hip hop thing. She's like, why don't you just come in and see what we do here? And as soon as I stood up, I was like fucking rolling. I was high. Also before this, I was super anti-religion for a while. And, but I had just gone through like my first breakup. I was like, sort of had no direction. And I was like, fuck it. So we went in and I swear everything they were saying that night, like, I was like, oh my God, this is like a sign from God. Obviously I'm fucking high on E, right?
So it's the first time, that first hour you stand up for the first time, you're feeling better than you've literally ever felt in your life.
And
it's the best.
Everything they are saying is like, it's like perfectly.
And you're getting horny for the body of Christ.
Well, let me just continue.
This woman that approached you, was she hot? Was she good looking?
No, she wasn't not good looking, but she was more
Like a mom?
Yeah, like a Lane Bryant.
Oh, you know about Lane Bryant.
Okay.
How do you know about Lane Bryant?
Because I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Yeah, but they're also, that's for big chicks.
Like I said, I'm an equal opportunity employer. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I gotta remember that too. It almost felt like I was being punked. Like they had written everything to like make me fucking join. Like it was a fucking prank. But also this church, cool like PlayStation room.
Hell yeah!
Fucking DJ at the church event. Right. And then I remember the pastor coming over to me, and I was like,
"Was this a white church?"
They all are, kind of, right?
I mean, no, because you have Latino churches.
But I don't think they're having PlayStation rooms. They're having rooms with bloody Jesus and stuff like that, you know, like strong imagery. They're trying to go like, look, Jesus is cool, all right? This is, all that blood stuff you've heard, don't worry about that. But so they had like a drum set. And so I'm getting ahead of myself. So the pastor looked like Sting. He looked like Sting.
The wrestler or the musician?
The musician. Thank you for clarifying that. No, the wrestler.
After his face was painted, it was weird.
Huge distinction.
You ever been stung by the Holy Spirit? So he like came over to me and I'm like rolling and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm not religious. This is like, everything is like hitting me tonight. And I was cussing and I was like, I'm sorry. I'm cursing. He's like, it's all right. He's like, you talk how you talk. You're good here. Like all that. And I fucking did the prayer to give my life to Christ that night. And then, and then afterwards I'm still fucking high. And like, there's a lot of speed and ecstasy back then. Right.
Did Sting make you turn on the red light?
That was later. He wasn't a priest. He was a pastor.
Wow. It was just a brand new day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The priest put a sock on the door and let you know they're fucking you.
They used the one from his cock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It hurt when they yanked it, too. My balls don't stretch. I think... I don't know what I'm saying here anymore. And then after I did all that, whatever... They have a drum set, and I jammed with the DJ there because it was still cool. He was, like, scratching while I was playing. And I look over, and there is, like, a row of, like, four Christian girls. I'm 16, right? Just went through a breakup, just watching me. Mm-hmm. And I was like...
You were 16 now.
Don't know what age I was. Okay. I was around there. And I was like, oh, I'm home. And then I stayed there for, like, 2 years.
I'm not going to hold that against you. I did the same thing. I went to some church metal shows. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too.
I look back at it now, I'm like, God, that was weird.
I did see one hardcore band in my phase in church that was really good. And there was a couple really good Christian rappers that were great until you heard them say something about Jesus in the song. But also, aren't all rappers Christian rappers?
A little now.
No, because a lot of them are also Muslim.
Religious. It's all worship music is what I'm saying.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gospel-y.
All have like a cross tattoo or like a Jesus.
It's funny because I came in jamming Yolanda Adams today. How did you know?
That's my cleaning lady's name. She's half.
The Adams too? Yolanda Adams.
That's the other half. Yeah. Yeah. She was born to a Mr. Clean was her dad. Nobody knows his last name was Adams.
Look at him trying to continue to lie right now. Isn't that cute?
Oh, it was Mr. Clean Adams.
Yeah, Mr. Clean Adams.
Oh.
Junior.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very...
When you say you were there for 2 years... You stayed there as a drummer or you stayed there as a churchgoer?
All of it.
How were you?
Yeah, I think they hooked me with that. I was there. I played in the worship band. I played in, they had another church across the street and I played in that one for a while.
Real slutty churchgoer.
But then you start seeing like the hypocrisy again. Right. And like
I did the exact same thing.
Every time the pastors would like refer to a kid, they'd like bring up his race. And I was like,
really?
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, you know, the Indian kid. And you're just like, why does that matter? Wow. Just say fucking Jordan or whatever.
I was playing drums for a church one time and he was doing an Easter sermon. And he liked to get really emotional during the service about Jesus dying. And I've seen him do it before where he was like, you know, having a towel and like wiping tears from his eyes.
But then
when I was a drummer, I'm behind the pulpit and
you're
I'm watching
scoring
him.
His tears. No. The chimes. No.
He's got a bowl of water. No. On a shelf.
No way, bro.
He's literally dipping the towel and then squeezing it and then going like that. The rest of the towel is dry. Just the corner is wet. He would squeeze it as he would do this. And as he'd pull it away, you'd see water. Like
in his defense, in the bowl, it was wine.
Yo, that's weird.
Faking it.
That's
completely faking it.
That's so bananas.
And then as soon as the service was over, the whole band, the congregation, the pastors, preachers, deacons, there's probably like 12 of us, we'd all get in and shut the door and it'd be like, all right. All right, let's see. And just immediately all about the money. It was just like splitting money, finances, sliding me my cut. I was like,
thank God those healing miracles were real though.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. With the jacket and shit.
Yeah.
Did you get paid?
No. No way.
He got paid in the best type of payment right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I only went like twice, but in Vegas, I tried this church when I was in the Air Force. It was a cowboy church. Mm. And I guess they did like...
At a ranch. Did you go to like a ranch
almost
situation?
Yeah, like they probably had something off church grounds, but I mean, it was very open like that.
Like horses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 I'm from Texas. I'm very well aware of cowboy church.
Really? I had never heard of a cowboy church.
A lot of bow ties and belt buckles.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds scary.
A lot of people, like teenagers, ride their horses to church.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a real thing.
A lot of Confederate flags on trucks, huh?
Of course. That's because of America.
Right. But, I mean, it's not the team that exists or won anymore.
No, but America.
The one in my heart.
I'm just trying to get David to admit where he's really at with all this.
Oh, yeah. Let's get back to you, Bubba.
Okay, I got some questions for you.
Sure.
So you last about 2 years in that church.
About, yeah.
And at what point, how long would you say that your heart was in it?
I think I was like half in it, half not the whole time, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
I was still like smoking weed and doing shit like that and like just showing up and like whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
Did you finger any girls while you were there?
No, I kissed a couple. I was supposed to go to winter formal with some girl, but her parents wouldn't let her go with me because I wasn't white.
Oh,
damn.
From church.
Yeah.
From cowboy church.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, it's Christian? All right.
And you had hair back then?
I had hair. I had a mohawk. Cool. I was cool.
Man, this story feels real too.
Did your mom go to this church?
No. It was just me. It was like, I think that's why it was like, it stuck maybe. It was like my personal choice to do it. My mom's not religious. My dad is like sort of formally religious.
I was saying, did you grow up in the Catholic church?
Yeah, I was baptized and all that. I went to Catholic school till I was in eighth grade, which makes you hate it.
Yeah.
Where was this church, you said?
Eagle Rock.
And where did you live?
I live in Frogtown, Northeast LA. I'm born and raised.
How far apart is that?
Like 5 to 7 minutes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Damn, dude. Well, that just seems like a real as can be story about a lost.
What was the name of the church?
Christian Assembly.
God. Did you walk to church?
No, I didn't walk. I got dropped off.
Hmm.
Dropped off by
him. I walked on water. Wait, huh?
Who took you to church? It was every Sunday, right? I mean, you were there. Was
no,
it
the youth group was like on Thursdays. I think either my parents, I think the first time I might have just caught a ride with the guys when we went to the hip hop thing.
Do you think the ecstasy had a lot to do with?
No shit.
But I'm saying 2 years? 2 years? You're not rolling. You're rolling 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
I like community. What can I say? I like community and being fucking, is it pined over? I was like,
it is fun
the
to be
the troubled kid, you know, that came into this
right.
Like, predominantly.
And you were the non-white kid that they were going to turn around.
Yeah, sure. And I got a funny story about that later.
I'm so torn on this one because so much of that story is so similar to a story that happened to me. The churches I played for were mostly black churches. And so it was kind of the same thing. I stood out. They were like, oh, this white boy's keeping the beat for the black church. Yeah. Like, there is one that has rhythm.
You were the joke.
Yeah, and I also was a drummer for a heavy metal band.
You were the Eminem
of
that church.
I was. Yeah, and I had double bass pedals. They'd never seen that before. So when we got to the Holy Ghost music, listen, it wasn't just it was they started calling me Thunderfoot. It was amazing.
Thunderfoot.
Yes. It was
you're
so
Native
fun.
American now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They would come up and look behind the bass like, how are you doing that, white boy? And it was so fun.
David, I could see you feeling it right now. You're like, why did I
want to go back?
shame.
I miss the adoration. I never even had it.
Why did I leave church just because it was all bullshit?
I was a star.
So I'm like connecting with a lot of it, and I see how a lot of it could be true, but.
He's like purposely not trying to make eye contact and looking off.
I would say this too. Can I do a little sidebar?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm done.
Man, that was punked us bad there.
Sorry.
I was fully on board for sidebar.
Maybe after the podcast. Okay.
I'm taking this is the least sure I've ever been.
I know.
So, Joel, I gotta say
you've really turned around.
You've got me on the ropes.
Okay, good. I like it. Sort of like Sting.
Just like Sting, turnbuckle and stuff.
The musician.
Yes.
I meant the wrestler.
I know. I just intentionally screwed it up.
All right, what do you say we go through these?
Yeah, let's do a recap.
All right. I mean, this first one's pretty simple. This is when Joel was young, his mother worked at the zoo, so he would hang out there during the summers and shit, and there was like a, you know, he would, there was a summer zookeeper program that he got to be into and get to feed condors, baby condors, and it sounds a little too simple, but I think that's about all we got from that story. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, as far as what is the red flag.
As far as what happened, it's like, well, he went to the zoo when he was young. His mom worked there, and he got to feed some fucking condors and be in a summer program. Thought he might do some more stuff in animal care and zookeeping, but didn't. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we should know?
I also dropped out of high school. I don't think they're allowing high school dropouts to be zookeepers. Although they should.
Although, yeah, that trade. Would be,
a... be the best ones.
Right.
It's a trade. That should be like trade school.
Yeah, and if you get eaten, that's one less non-graduate.
Well, that's probably why so many high school dropouts go independent and they open their own zoos in like Texas.
In Florida, yeah.
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah.
Oh. Zoo church.
Yeah, boy. Okay, you said
those,
that.
Those snake holders, let's do fucking tiger petting zoo.
Dude. Saying zoo church reminds me of like how you guys were saying the ways that they would try to sell church and make it cool to like kids. That was a thing in my area, dude. Skate church. Mm. There was like they would like it was basically like this skate park open. We're like, this is like a skate park, and it's like, no, that's skate church. You got to go get into church with them to go there. So we got a bunch of kids in my area to go sit through some shit so they could skate this sick area.
Isn't it kind of disrespectful to grind on the cross?
Imagine they got a big cross rail set up down the stairs.
That'd be fucking bad.
Yeah, no, straight up. That's crazy. Yo, he K-grinded the crucifix yesterday, man. That was wild.
Not the crucifix. Bolts.
Yeah,
bolts. Hell yeah, dude.
All right. In his second story, man, he's about 16 years old, or whenever you would be 16 if you were born in 87. You know the whole thing. His buddy's like, we should go to Eagle Rock. There's going to be like a DJ, some break dancing, some battle rap and stuff like that. And it's going to be great. And then we could go home or whatever. Siri taking a second to get back to us.
She's playing his favorite song for some reason.
They start heading back to the neighborhood. There's someone in the neighborhood selling ecstasy to teenagers out on the
street. Yeah, who sold it to you?
I don't want to say his name.
He said not to say, fool, so.
Did you knew him?
Yeah, he was Cambodian.
I had a Cambodian friend growing up.
What an interesting.
Well, then that's got to be true.
Yeah, Peter. Was it Peter?
Detail.
No.
One Cambodian dude selling eggs to all the kids.
You know, Pete Doug? So they buy this ecstasy, and they go to the mall. They took it in the Macy's bathroom like you do. And then they go back to the event. And they kind of understand once they get there that it's a church event. And it's been an hour since the E, so it's kicking in. He's rolling. A lady comes over, starts talking to him about what's going on. And why don't you come see what we do here? Why don't you come inside? And so he stands up. It all hits him. He's feeling great. He's rolling hard. It's all making sense. Everything the church is saying, the entire doctrine, is all making sense to him. It sounds good. So he hangs out there for like 2 years. That's not in the notes yet. Basically, Sting comes over, a guy that looks like Sting. he comes to talk to him, and actually they end up doing this whole thing where he gives his life to Christ. He jumps on the drum set to jam, and they play for a while, and there's a couple of chicks watching, four to be specific.
He jumped on the drums?
You drummed there, right?
Yeah.
The first night, and then became one of the drummers that was like cycling through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then
say that in the mic, though.
Ended up hanging around for 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Ends up hanging around there for 2 years, and that's about it with that one, too. So it's like, did this guy feed condors when he was a child, or did he buy ecstasy in broad day, take it in Macy's, and go back to the church?
And doesn't it almost feel like he is just hamming up that second story for us not to want to believe it?
Yes.
Where was the ham in the first one?
Yeah, there was no ham in the first one.
Yeah.
He's feeding it to the condors.
Here's the thing.
That is true.
Here's my thoughts on this. So the first story, normally either people tell two short stories or they're kind of long-winded and tell two long ones. This was the most lopsided I've ever seen it. Mm-hmm. The first story was a tweet. Fed condors as a kid. Yeah, hashtag zoo.
Look at the notes.
Yeah. And then the other, so long. Now, sometimes people tend to over-explain shit when they're lying.
That's true, too.
But the confidence he had when he was like, pick a word, pick this, pick... What were the other two words? Malaria and something else? Shit. Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
From behind the glass wall.
Yeah, my vote was going to be malaria, by the way.
Yeah, mine too. So,
you chose ecstasy, but...
one time a doctor gave me malaria medication.
I've had that as well.
Damn. It's awful.
Yeah, it really is.
So you guys got the medication but didn't have the malaria in the beginning?
No, arthritis.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
We'll have to find out next time he's a guest on the show.
Yeah.
The other story was so short, I maybe it's just the bias because I connect so much with like being in a vulnerable position, joining a church, being a drummer, all these intangibles that would make you stay even when you don't really believe what's going on, like you're looked up to or you're sought after or you're special or you're different. All of that stuff really tracks, and I could see being in a church like that for like an extended period of time. And I think both of my stints drumming for churches was about a year and a half to 2 years each. So like so much of that seems real to me.
Realistic, yeah.
And he was super confident with it. So I feel like what he had was like four stories. One was bullshit and three were true.
Mm.
And he got through the lie first by making it short and sweet about his mom.
David,
and then he was so chill.
I really want to imagine little Joel with a tag that says, ask me about the flamingo.
Yeah, I do too.
He even described a little zookeeper outfit he got to have on.
Well, some of that could be true. Some of that could be true.
I think his mom definitely worked at the
zoo. I would also say, I'm trying to think of how to say this and not... Jessica did text me at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I think sometime, so do with that what you will.
Got it.
Yeah. So.
Damn, Jessica gets up before 10 a.m. That's pretty good.
She just woke up for a second and went back.
She's still up from yesterday.
When I finally got a confirmation, I was like.
The first one's a lie.
Damn, David, that's bold.
Yeah, it is bold. And he may be the first one to fool me on this one, but I think the first one's a lie just because I think there's so many other details to the second one. Normally when people over explain I'm like, you're full of shit because you explain it too
much. He does know a lot of stuff about church. He has that whole joke about Holy Communion and all that when he goes to,
and remember before we even started he was beating on the table and I was like, are you a drummer too? And he was like, yeah. And we started talking about playing drums, but then he was like, I'm not into worship music because it's too hard, it's too complicated. But he says he played worship music. However, there's a big difference between gospel, like black worship music that I played, and white.
That's true. White, that's a lot simpler.
It's so simple. It's steady 2/4. It's really easy. 3 chords and Jesus. Like, it's pretty straightforward.
There's only 3 chords in Jesus?
3 chords and Jesus.
Oh. You
just go C, D, E, C, D, E. G, C, E. It's simple. So. I think the first one he made up. I think the first one's a lie.
I want to hear both of your thoughts.
Completely he made it up? You think there's no condors even?
I mean, I don't have to go this far, but I think there's some connection he has to the zoo. connection, and maybe
that's
even
rude.
And maybe even had maybe he even had the little outfit with the little pin, but I just don't think he ever actually fed the condors.
Okay.
But right. I think the puppet thing is legit because I think they really do that. And the fact that he said rubber gloves was weird to me because I don't think they would feed them with rubber. I think it would be a tougher material because they bite. They could bite your finger.
You're wrong.
Okay. I think the first one's a lie.
Okay. You know what, man? I'm not going to act like I came to this on my own here. Now that you're saying this, here's where I think you're right. I'm going to agree, and here's where I think it breaks off, is that his mom worked at the zoo. He knew the condors were there. The flamingos were to the right. He'd spend a lot of time there. He even had a little zookeeper outfit.
But if you think about it, every zoo I've been to, the flamingos are always first.
They are.
Yeah, and peacocks wandering around out there, too. Sometimes.
Yeah, so he's definitely been there. Like, he gets it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And he maybe even wore the outfit. And there was a program that you could get into, and you end up doing shit like feeding the condors. But you don't get into that shit without being in the program, and he never did the program.
Your hand in the glove and feed it?
Yes.
God, that sure felt confident. Well, but no, but I mean, I'm saying there was a program. He spent time there. He knew about it, but he never ended up in the program feeding the condors, and that's where it drops off. Because it all feels too normal, endearing, realistic, mm-hmm. impossible. So I guess I'll go. I could settle on that. That's all true, but he didn't partake in all of it. And then this is all legit. The second story, I mean.
I will say, I want to confuse this even more, because I'm doubting myself now, because his note for the last story was the word ecstasy. And ecstasy ultimately had very little to do with the actual story.
It felt that way.
So
but
he
then
may
I
have
go,
taken ecstasy with friends at a mall or some shit and never actually
yeah,
like
led
to joining a church.
It's kind of like, together. Then but it then feel
I,
that way?
But then remember yeah, how we thought that the stories had separated like that. And then I stupidly at the end I go, do you think the ecstasy had anything to do with you staying for 2 years? And he's like, no shit. It's the loudest point in the podcast. Check yeah. the waveform.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you're agreeing with David. And you think that the zoo is a lie?
I like that route so far. Well, okay. Let's hear your. What do you think?
All right. Well, I'm going to vote, and I think I think that Joel's really trying to play it up right now, and like the way he's looking, he thinks he's tough, but I can't. I'm trying not
he's
to laugh.
Pissed. Never thought I was tough.
You fit back in he's, so tough.
I love that he's turned into a mobster all of a sudden. Yes.
Like, I'm going to need you to do me a couple favors.
Yeah. You're wrong. he's totally changed now.
I'm going to say that the church ecstasy is the lie. Because I think he got the lie out of the way. And then I think you were really hamming it up wrong. With the phone thing, trying to make us feel like this was the real story. So, I mean, I think that was a little bit too much with the phone. That was overacting.
Can I just say something I realized? This is real fun to do this podcast. I really love it. What's funny is like, I'll tell you guys after. Never mind. All okay. right, back to you.
All right. Damn, he's had some good ones like that.
I just think that was overacting. Like, oh, hold on, let me see what you guys want. What do you want? Ecstasy?
Hey, Siri, what year was I born?
No,
and shit?
No. Let me defend on that, because when I was a guest on the show, I kind of found out like a few days before. And I remember making like 3 or 4 notes in my phone, like, which one do I want to do? Which one do I want to do? I don't think I would have been confident enough to let you pick if one was a lie and one was a truth. I would have only let you pick from true stories.
Well, and he didn't have a choice at that point. If he'd already told a lie, he only had true stories to allow us to pick from.
Right. If he had told the lie
though,
first.
Because if...
What do you think?
what I'll say is
what's
like...
What's your vote?
Yeah.
Let me see. How do I explain this? I can't.
I knew he was going to do that again.
Damn, dude.
Well, no, because I'm trying to figure out, like, say, like, all right, Jessica hits me up at 10 a.m. and I'm going through my mind and I'm writing it all in the same notes column. And you do have the option of picking whichever one you're going to tell first or second, but I'm still pulling from that thing. So I don't think any of the shit you're saying about my, like, about this would mean anything, because they would all be in the same fucking note there.
This is the only thing you've gotten really sensitive about.
And maybe I have a bunch of shit that's, you know, maybe.
I think I'm right.
Yeah.
So you're disagreeing with us. You think the last story, yeah. I think there's a, yeah, I'm less sure than I've ever been, but I'm sticking with.
Real quick, Tony, you want to give us a vote? What's your vote? Huh?
Oh, he's with you.
Oh, you're with me.
Yeah, I can't tell if I'm with. It's like, that made sense to me what he said in the beginning, but I'm like, do I really feel like he never fed condors? I mean, this guy's got a spider tattoo on his forearm, man. He's fed a fucking animal.
I didn't see the spider. Ah, I was looking
he's
for animal
tattoos.
Got a couple
wild fucking animals. He's got a scorpion tiger.
He's got a
this
dragon.
Guy's actually a walking zoo visual.
See, let me tell you, if I had seen the tiger and the spider before, I might have changed my...
Damn,
if he had a condor
bro.
Tattoo there, I would be done.
I know!
Damn, this is like the coolest guy I've ever met. All of a sudden, is one of those fresh? Did you have plastic?
Yeah,
right here?
Yeah.
Look at how fresh that is.
What is that? What is the fresh one?
Mermaid.
Oh, okay. All animal related. A lot of animal related tattoos.
Fuck, man. Does that not change how anyone feels?
A little bit.
The zoo background on this.
A little bit.
I'm sticking with mine. You guys good? Let's. You want to find out?
Let's find out. I'll give my official vote. No, yeah, I still. I'm gonna go. I'll stick with David. I think the first one's lie. The second one's true.
Yep. And I think the fact that he's showing more animals, he's trying to get us to change our mind, and I'm not going to.
Or not.
I'm not changing. I'm not changing. The first story is the lie.
Okay. So, Joel, give it to us. Which one is the lie?
I'm...
Are gonna lie now?
Did you tell us two true stories and
no,
forgot
no,
how
no.
the show worked?
No, okay. I'm amazed at how fucking accurate your shit was.
No!
Yeah!
like,
baby.
Every little thing was like all the thoughts I was having.
Yes.
I mean, it was perfect. I think, so I did grow up at the zoo. My mom did work there. Everything, I didn't feed condors.
You son of a bitch. Who lies about that?
Me.
And he's damn good at it.
Actually.
He's damn good at it.
David, you're damn good at it.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, as you were, it was so hard to not smile. That's why I was sitting back, kind of like just like I kept going, breathe in my head, like don't.
Yeah, dude, your demeanor changed immediately. He went dark for a little bit, yeah. And I'm like, what's going on with this guy?
That's funny.
You fucking dialed the number.
But they
right
do
up.
Use a rubber. It's like a rubber condor head to feed
it
the
is
condors.
Rubber?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it is like, a mouth. Like it's
yeah, you
like
know, like
the
Triumph, the insult dog.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
I've seen them before. I guess what I was thinking is like the adult condors rubber wouldn't suffice. Like you'd get your hand chopped off.
Wow.
They'd have to use one of those big like. What are those, falcon gloves or an owl glove?
Falcon.
I was thinking something of that. But
that's
babies.
For the talons.
Yeah, for the
little
talons.
Babies, yeah, those
babies
be fine.
Are probably, yeah.
Well, Joel, we'll never have you again.
Then I've done my job.
That was good, actually.
You did really well this time, Joel. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, really.
Is there anything that you want to promote before we take off? Give us your social media.
At Mostly Sorry. I put all my shows there. I'm here a lot. That's about it.
Great. You really were good this time.
Thank
Joel.
You.
Thank you.
I was
that.
Terrified. I didn't pick the fucking condor shit till I was like on my way over here. I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, the zoo. I know a lot. So if they ask me questions, I can figure that out. And
I will say a couple of times I asked about the condor specifically, you didn't know some of those answers.
Yeah.
But
why
I don't
would
but,
I?
But your response. But I got to say, your excuse for it is I was a kid and when I got there, everything was set up. I'm like, that checks out.
My mom called. She's like, tell them you fell into the flamingo thing or like whatever. So I was like trying to, I was going to say that I almost got kidnapped there. And I even had a whole, like, I was like, I'll start tearing up. I'll
Isn't
figure it out.
Isn't it sweet how really he got into this and he talked to his mom about it and everything?
I do enjoy
That's
that.
It's adorable.
It's insidious.
Okay, big word. Michael, tell us your social media. Anything you got going on?
Let's see. Mike Levin's LOL on Instagram. Next week, Belly Room here, September 18th with Felicia and her show. It's going to be great.
Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, Doug Benson is on
there.
It's
going to
be
on there.
You guys should check
good.
It out.
I'm at Madhouse in San Diego, October 6th and 7th.
All right.
Probably
I'll
everyone
open
else. Probably
for
doing
you.
A bunch of other stadium stuff and sold out club dates. Yeah. Nothing but yeah.
Sold out club.
Huge
dates.
Weekends everywhere. Yeah.
Adding nights,
up.
Adding nights right.
You mentioned them, but like you said, they're sold out.
I would, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll be doing stand up for the chimpanzees at the LA Zoo.
Was that the shit story?
No, I shit my pants while chaperoning kids one time. That
God,
one's
I, that's
true.
A good. That sounds like a good.
That
story.
One's true.
Save yeah, that,
that
one's
one.
True.
Oh, well,
no,
never mind.
It's fine. I don't give a shit. I'll
he
never
he
do
said
this
that
again.
One's true. I'll
I know,
never do this
now
again.
Now you can't do it again, David.
Oh, everything for me is David C. Smalley. All the TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, my website, davidcsmalley.com. I'm on 4 podcasts. Don't tell anybody, but this is my favorite. I've said it in private as well. This is absolutely my favorite podcast to do, and one of them is. I think it translates well to this. For the last 13 years, my full-time job has been talking with like religious believers on my podcast and trying to figure out why they believe
That's
what
right.
they believe. So I'm constantly like sniffing out bullshit to go, I don't, that,
oh,
how do you
yeah.
make that make sense?
That's
make that,
why you're so fucking
it's,
good
fuck,
at this.
It's like
so
an investigative situation, which is why I don't think I'm as funny here as I want to be because I'm like, I'm in work mode.
Yeah, you're really
watch,
trying to
when you watch this, everybody just, as he was saying the things that were lies and why.
Watch your face.
It was, no, it just was perfect. Like, that is, everything that you said was what I was thinking.
I can't wait to watch
And what I was thinking to try.
Right,
and
we
it's
invite David in,
eerie.
And he's better at our game than we are.
And I did have the little zookeeper outfit for all you fucking psychos.
And did you have the pin that said ask about
did,
the flamingos?
Yeah.
Could you please be that for Halloween this year?
Please.
I'm going to be
please.
Groucho Marx, probably.
Aww.
Well, if, I was going to be a condor if you wore the outfit.
Wait, let me finish. Groucho Marx with his pet condor.
Oh! Wear the rubber glove.
Hell yeah.
Right.
And feed Michael at the party.
Oh, I will.
This has been so much fun. You guys can follow me at JessWellington2 on everything. Please check out our Miss Felicia Michaels, too, on... I think she's just at Felicia Michaels on everything.
Something like that.
Yeah, follow her. We love her. We miss her. Thank you again, Joel, for doing the show and being here last minute. I really appreciate you. And you have been lied to.
Ha ha.